I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, January 27th. A snow emergency remains in effect in Quincy today as crews continue to clean up from the weekend snowstorm. Parking is allowed on the odd-numbered side of side streets only and is banned on the posted main arteries. Violators will be towed. Approximately 100 vehicles have already been towed. Quincy Public Schools are closed again today to allow for more snow cleanup. Mayor Thomas Koch says crews will be concentrating on removing snow from around school buildings, main intersections, and commercial districts. There is a one-day delay for the curbside collection of trash and recycling this week, and fire officials are also asking that you clear snow from any fire hydrants near your property. Any snow-related issues may be reported to the 24-hour snow emergency hotline at 617-376-1927. Before the snow fell, the city of Quincy said it took a unique approach to remind residents about moving their cars to make way for plows and other snow removal vehicles. Fake tickets were placed on vehicles, reminding owners that their cars will be towed if they don't move them for the snow emergency. Police also used loudspeakers to remind residents about the snow emergency in local neighborhoods. Quincy officials say they have 5,000 tons of salt and 180 pieces of snow removal equipment. The MBTA's service mostly continued through the weekend snowstorm, transit officials said yesterday, as crews worked to dig out stations, signals, and switches. The Hingham Hull Ferry did suspend service yesterday due to slush and ice in the harbor. Updates on the ferry service for today will be announced as soon as possible. As snow continued to fall yesterday, the commuter rail operated on its reduced storm schedules, which provides about a third of regular weekend service across all lines. Buses ran on normal weekend schedules on Sunday and normal weekday schedules yesterday. Dozens of bus routes, however, operated on their snow routes to avoid steep hills, tight corners, and narrow streets. The red, orange, green, and blue lines were all expected to run on their normal weekday schedule. According to online alerts, the green line saw the most delays. On the red line, shuttle trains operated on a single track at JFK UMass at about 7:40 Sunday night due to an obstruction on the tracks, although it was unclear if that obstruction was snow or other weather-related issues. A woman is dead and a man sustained serious injuries after a plow truck backed into them in an MBTA parking lot in Norwood during Sunday's snowstorm. 51-year-old Noriko Rapley from Norwood and her 47-year-old husband were walking through the MBTA's Norwood Central parking lot at about 2 p.m. Sunday when the driver of a Ford F-350 truck attached with a plow reversed and struck the couple. Rapley was pronounced dead. Her husband was taken to an area hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The 33-year-old male plow driver did remain at the scene and is cooperating. Officials said the driver was a non-MBTA employee working for a private company contracted by the T for snow removal. It's unclear if he'll face charges. Both transit police and the Norfolk County DA's office are investigating. Two Bryant University students, including one from Randolph, were among three people who died early Sunday in a fiery wrong-way crash in Rhode Island. Police received several 911 calls reporting a vehicle traveling southbound on the northbound side of Route 99 at about 12:30 in the morning. Additional calls were received for a crash involving that same vehicle on Route 146 North in Lincoln. A Ford pickup truck operated by 41-year-old Dennis Aguilar Campos from Chelsea was traveling southbound in the high-speed lane of Route 146 on the northbound side of the road. As Campos approached Route 116, his vehicle struck a Chevy Tahoe, which was traveling north in the high-speed lane head-on. Both vehicles were engulfed in flames. The driver of the Tahoe, now identified as 20-year-old Jalen Rainford from Randolph, and a passenger, 20-year-old Chimeli Okonoko from Lawrenceville, Georgia, and Campos, were pronounced dead at the scene. Bryan University confirmed that Rainford and Okonoko were students at that school. Rainford, who attended Catholic Memorial, was on the school's track and field team. The crash remains under investigation. A former Quincy man currently living in Las Vegas was sentenced in federal court for distribution of methamphetamine. 39-year-old Samuel Jean Baptiste, also known as Jet Black, was sentenced to 10 years in prison and 5 years supervised release. He pleaded guilty to drug distribution. In 2023, Baptiste was identified as a significant distributor of controlled substances in the Boston area. A confidential source made 3 controlled purchases totaling over 680 grams of fentanyl from Jean Baptiste. In the subsequent months, he communicated with a second confidential source and set up the sale of about 10 pounds of methamphetamine. In 2024, Baptiste arrived at an agreed-upon location for the sale of the drugs and was arrested. At the time of his arrest, Baptiste was carrying a backpack that contained about 10 pounds of suspected methamphetamine. The case is part of the Homeland Security's task force. A manager of numerous sober homes in Massachusetts has been sentenced to federal prison for fraud schemes involving sober homes in the greater Boston area, the MassSave program, and a mortgage lender. 39-year-old Nicholas Espinosa, formerly of Randolph, was sentenced to 30 months in prison and 3 years supervised release. In 2024, he pleaded guilty to fraud charges. He was arrested in 2023 along with co-conspirator Daniel Cleggett. Cleggett was the founder of the sober home business A Vision from God, which owned and operated sober homes in Boston, Wakefield, Quincy, and Weymouth under the names of Brady's Place, Lakeshore Retreat, and Lambert House. Espinosa managed the day-to-day operations of Cleggett's sober home business, which was established in 2016. Prosecutors said Cleggett, Espinosa, and a sober home client entered into a conspiracy to defraud a New York-based family trust that was paying for the client's room and board at Brady's Place in Quincy. Specifically, Cleggett and Espinosa overcharged the family trust for room and board by up to $12,000 a month by submitting false and fraudulent invoices to the trust. Cleggett and Espinosa would then issue refund checks to the client in furthering the fraud scheme. From 2019 to 2021, Cleggett personally and through straw purchasers, including Espinosa, bought 3 residential properties in Weymouth and Boston to use as sober homes. Prosecutors say Cleggett, Espinosa, and others submitted false information and fraudulent documentation, included falsely representing that the 3 properties were intended to be purchased as primary residences, when in fact each was intended to be a sober home. Check of business news this morning. Stocks are higher. The Dow was up 313. The NASDAQ rose 100 and the S&P adding 34. World stocks mostly higher. The dollar rose. The euro is down. Oil at $60 a barrel. Sports Celtics beat the Trailblazers 102-94. They'll host Atlanta tomorrow night at 7:30. Bruins lose to the Rangers in overtime 4-3, and they'll take on the Nashville Predators at the Garden tonight at 7. Today's forecast from the National Weather Service: cloudy and cold, the high 20 degrees. Cloudy tonight, lows dropping to the single digits. Tomorrow, sun and clouds, highs in the low 20s. Same thing Thursday, sunny, high 22. And Friday, mostly sunny and bitter cold, a high 17. For the boater, waves 2 to 3 feet, winds west, 15 to 20, gusting to 30 knots and diminishing throughout the day. High tide, 6:06 p.m. Sunrise, 7:02, sets at 4:51. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, January 27th.